Failure is the mother of success. He was once an editor for a newspaper. It's something quite unusual. My trip to Korea was very pleasant. He was present at the ceremony. The plan is subject to your approval. Everybody is fast asleep at this hour of the night. They are short of time and money. That's very thoughtful of you. The fairy tale is very interesting. We are all quite disappointed. I'm not quite accustomed to dry weather. This book is worth reading. He is very keen to see his hometown again. Old Smith was very happy for his daughter to marry Mr. Jackson. The room is large enough to hold 100 people. It's too cold for you to stay outside. Everything is in good order. The fact is that he is innocent. I'm not sure how to use this machine. We are confident that we will pass the exam. Her work is to look after the children. He seems to be quite sure of it. John's dream came true at last. The customs house is near the station. The delegation went to Shanghai for a 3-day visit. He talks as if he knew all about it. We all went to hear the lecture yesterday. He shouted so as to attract everybody's attention. The whole family goes to church every Sunday. Helen went to college in London from 1971 to 1973. The Great Wall stretches about 12,000 li. They walked about 40 kilometers that day. This sort of cloth doesn't tear easily. Our products sell very well on the European market. Old Smith passed away last night. They came in one after another. The plane will touch down in a few minutes. The ceremony lasted about half an hour. The new book will go to press pretty soon. He returned late to find everybody fast asleep in bed. They got to the airport only to find the plane had already left. The ship sailed out of the harbor in spite of the storm. There lived an old hunter in that small hut. There remained nothing of the house after the fire. There lies a bright future before them. There came a sunny afternoon after a long period of rain. There rose a half moon from behind the hills. There occurred some misunderstanding between both sides. You have spoiled my plan. She carried her little baby in her arms. He wrote some short stories for children to read. I dreamt a very strange dream last night. Mr. Jones takes a walk after dinner every day. I have taught myself for some time. He shrugged his indifference. I don't have much difficulty with English grammar. I have got a lot of letters to answer. I've been looking for my wallet all the time. She is always complaining of her husband's bad habit. They took a great interest in all the new models. He has put aside quite a sum of money. We'll bring forward the matter at the next conference. He is getting on well with his studies. We are looking forward to the next fair. He has promised to send us some samples by airmail. He intended to have joined us for the trip to New Zealand. He didn't know whether to go on or to stop. He can't decide what to do next. I don't remember seeing him anywhere before. The reception room needs cleaning. I don't object to his attending the meeting. I guess the weather will change in the coming few days. He complained that the hotel service was far from satisfactory. I wrote her a letter yesterday. They all wished him a happy journey home. He asked me a lot of questions. That saved me a lot of trouble. They accused him of having murdered the boy. Please remind me of my appointment with Mr. Black at 10 o'clock this morning. He told me that he would bring up the point at the next meeting. Facts have shown us that he is trustworthy. How can I persuade him that I am sincere? The doctor advised me that I should stay in bed for a couple of days. He warned me that the man was very dangerous. They've notified us that the ship will call at our port next week. I've reminded him that the appointment has been put off until next Monday. Could you show me how I should operate the machine? He'll teach us how we should tackle this sort of technical problem. I'll ask the driver what time we will start off. Please inform us when we should ship the goods. Please tell me which is the shortest way to the general post office. I asked him whether I should go on or stop here. Please tell me when to start. Please tell me what to do and what not to do. Could you show me how to use this cassette recorder? He'll teach us how to write a business letter. Could you advise me which to choose? They've instructed us what to do next. The father named the boy Peter. They all elected him chairman. He treated me as his brother. We regard this as impossible. The news made every one of us very sad. The cold weather has turned all the leaves yellow. The death of her husband drove her almost mad. We found all the papers in good order. They kept me in the dark for quite a long time. We believe him an honest man. We found him to be friendly and cooperative. The doctor told me to drink plenty of hot water. The teacher asked us to hand in our exercise books tomorrow. I'll persuade him to try again. We've sent for a doctor to examine the patient. We'll arrange a car to meet you at the airport. I heard somebody make a telephone call in the next room just now. The teacher let us go and have a look. We'll have someone to translate this ad into English. I saw the car running over the poor child. I smelt something burning in the next room. We found him lying dead on the floor. I can't have anybody saying things about my sister. I don't want there to be any misunderstanding between us. I'll have my hair cut this afternoon. They are not teachers. I've never been to the South. She hasn't any children. I don't mind a glass of beer. He doesn't understand his business. You mustn't be late for class again. You won't be allowed to take so much luggage with you. There isn't any sign of immediate rain. Not all materials that burn are fuel. Not both children are clever. None of them have failed in this examination. Nothing in the world is difficult for one who sets his mind to it. They are not incapable of doing the work. She never came without telling us something pleasant. I don't think we can win easy victories. Jenny didn't go to the dance, neither did Alice. You can't do it, nor can I, nor can anybody else. She knows no English, much less German. He doesn't like music, still less dancing. I never thought of it, let alone that I did it. I didn't even see him, not to mention shaking hands with him. Everyone is ready except you. I have no secret of success but hard work. It was all she could do not to cry. Follow me. This way, please. Shut the door, please. Speak a little slower. I can't follow you. Look out! There is a bus. Keep off the grass. Do not feed the animals. Come and have dinner with us soon. Be quiet, classmates. Be sure to get here before 9. Take care not to catch cold. Go and buy yourself a new pair of shoes. Come and play a game of bridge with us. Do have another cup of coffee. Do stop talking. Do help me with this maths problem. Don't trouble to come over yourself. Never do that again. Don't worry, I'll soon be all right. You mind your own business. Don't you speak to me like that. Post this letter for me, would you? Don't tell anyone I told you, will you? Drink up your milk, Sally. Let's put the matter to the vote. Let's have a drink, shall we? How kind your mother is. What a kind man your father is. How beautiful this picture looks. What a beautiful view this is. How fast time flies. What a fast runner he is. How silly her mistake is. What a silly mistake she has made. How sweet these roses smell. What lovely birds these are. What a comfortable room you have. What a strange fish you have caught. How hard Mary is working. What a hard worker John is. How good of you. What a shame. What nasty weather. How encouraging. Amazing. How is it they grow so fast? He is such a nice boy. So you are here at last. Do stay with us. Have you ever heard of such a thing? How can you be so silly? So this is the way you treat me. Society has changed, and so have the people in it. His father can't swim, nor can his mother. She traveled a great deal, as did most of her friends. He doesn't care much for sweets, nor do I. Had I known what was going to happen, I would never have left her alone. Had they time, they would certainly come and help us. Should there be a flood, what should we do? Up went the plane. There comes our teacher. There are some science books in German. Never have I come across so difficult a problem. Little did I dream of seeing such a wonderful performance. Seldom had I seen such a remarkable woman. Rarely could she have been faced with so difficult a choice. Hardly had I arrived when I had a new problem to cope with. Scarcely had we started lunch when the doorbell rang. No sooner was she back at home than she realized her mistake. Not until quite recently did I have any idea what internet was like. Only after a year did I begin to see the results of my work. Not only did we lose all our money, but we also came close to losing our lives. At no time was the president aware of what was happening. Under no circumstances can we accept checks. In no way can Mrs. Black be held responsible. On a hill in front of them stood a great castle. Under the table was lying a half-conscious young man. This article was written by Tom. She is admired by every girl in the neighborhood. English is now spoken practically everywhere in the world. The news was announced at 6:30 yesterday afternoon. A new museum will be built here before long. The plan is known to everybody. The table was covered with a white cloth. This desk is made of wood. Wine is made from grapes. We were delighted at his speech. They will be married at the end of this month. The mystery has already been cleared up. The difficult problem has not been solved. You will be disappointed at the result. The doctor was sent for immediately. Tom was given the first prize. I was shown the way to the People's Bank of China by a schoolboy. A message from the king was sent to him at once. A beautiful hat and a skirt were bought for her. A long letter was written to the president by an old man. The ship was built by my grandfather. The new hotel will be opened next year. The house wasn't damaged in the storm. I'm not going to the party. I haven't been invited. How many people are injured in car accidents every day? I wish I could speak English better. How I wish I hadn't made that mistake. I wish I were a bird. I wish my children were as clever as you are. I wish I had a better dictionary. I wish I could become strong enough to play football. I wish you had told me sooner. I wish I had made better use of my time when I was young. If I were a girl of your age, I would make the same decision. If I knew his address, I would write to him. If I were you, I should not have talked so much. If you were in his position, what would you do? If the weather were favorable, we should start the harvest on Monday. How much more the statesman could do for his country if he were in sound health. You would be respected, hadn't you done such things. If I were you, I wouldn't buy that coat. If we didn't go to their party next week, they would be angry. If he had studied hard, he could have been admitted into the university. If it should rain tomorrow, we should put off the athletic meeting. If I had tried, I could have been successful. If she hadn't been so strict with herself, she wouldn't have made such great progress. If he had stopped smoking, he would have got well sooner. If you should meet Sam, please hand him this picture. If you had stopped sooner, that car would not have hit you. Even if he should find out the fact, he would not change his mind. To learn another language is not easy. To go to Mount Alps is my dream. I have a lot of things to do at home. I have a few words to say on this question. You'd better carry something to read during the long flight. I went to town with my mother to see a film. Mother is going to the market to buy some vegetables. I will go to Paris to study French literature next spring. He will be pleased to see you in such good health. We are glad to hear that the airliner landed safely. They were surprised to meet us in the market. His question was very hard to answer. Her intention is hard to understand. Poems are easier to memorize than prose. Have you ever seen him climb up a tall tree like a monkey? I have never heard her sing a melancholic song. Please promise not to make the same mistake in the future. Can you promise not to tell this secret? A friend of mine is to call on us the day after tomorrow. The day was too hot for us to keep working. The country is strong enough to fight any big war. The weather was too bad for us to go on a picnic. The mountain was too steep for the climbers to get to its summit. The professor was advised to give up his research. They were astonished to hear of his success. The old man stood watching the basketball match for some time. She sat reading a magazine beside the fire. A car passed running at high speed. A brown dog with a long tail came running towards us. His wife stood waiting for him at the gate. They walked on, taking a rest now and then. We kept climbing till we got to the peak. I saw some boys throwing stones at a dog. They watched us playing football for a while. I heard them singing a folk song when I came. We found some food laid on the table in the kitchen. Mother smelt something burning in the kitchen. We noticed our ship moving away from the land. I found the window broken by wind. I had my shoes mended yesterday. When did you have your purse stolen? I want to go to the barber's to have my hair cut. I had this watch repaired about 6 weeks before. He had the letter typed by his secretary. Have you got your damaged bicycle repaired yet? Opening the door quietly, he looked into the room. Turning at the next corner to the right, you will see the drugstore. Hearing my voice, he came running to the front door. Having nothing to do that day, he went to the theater. Being a stepmother, she hesitated to criticize the boy. There are quite a few tapes in that box. There was a football match yesterday afternoon. There has been too much rain this autumn. There may be some misunderstanding between them. There must be something wrong with it. There ought to be some more buses during the rush hour. There is no denying the fact. There is no telling what time the train will arrive. There is no knowing what he'll do next. There is somebody that wants you on the phone. There was a businessman who called to see you while you were out. There is to be a reception tonight. There is sure to be an opening ceremony tomorrow. There is bound to be a showdown between these two rivals. There used to be a cafe across the road. There seems to be a quarrel between the young couple. There appeared to be a deadlock in the course of the negotiation. There used to stand a statue in the center of the park. There happened to lie a small lake at the foot of the mountain. There stands a man-made hill near the lake. There squatted a lot of job hunters at the gate of the factory. There rose a half moon from behind the hills. There landed a foreign airliner on the runway. There runs a small brook around the village. There fell a teardrop on the wing of the little swallow. It's wrong to say anything like that on that occasion. It's impossible for a beginner to get everything perfectly right. It's very nice of you to come and see me. It's very foolish of me to have said that in public. It's worthwhile having a try at it. It's a great pleasure doing some reading at the fireside on a winter night. It's no use trying to persuade him not to do that. It's impossible that he should have done such a silly thing. It's surprising that the Japanese team won the match so easily. It's a shame that we failed to fulfill the task ahead of time. It's not clear yet who would be appointed as chairman. It's quite obvious how he could have managed to do it without help. It's doubtful whether he can pass the examination. It's a question when we should start the construction of the bridge. It seems strange that he should have behaved like that. It appears unlikely that he will take the position. It'll take you a day or two to work out such a large contract. It won't make much difference which side may win or lose. It doesn't matter very much to him whether you will postpone the meeting. It's said that Mr. Phillips was drowned in a shipwreck. It's reported that a heavy fight took place on the borders. I found it very difficult to adapt myself to things all around here. We consider it quite necessary to look into the case before doing anything else. I don't think it wise for him to choose such a difficult subject. I think it very strange that he goes out walking almost every night. John has got a new bike. I haven't got any sisters. I haven't got enough money to buy the book. The room has two big windows. The house has no back door. Mary has rosy cheeks. He has coffee with his breakfast. I had some difficulty getting here. He had a wonderful time there. I didn't have breakfast this morning. I have got some U.S. dollars to declare. I have got a meeting to attend this afternoon. He has got nothing to say. I have a lot of letters to answer. I have nothing to do with him. We have nobody to rely on. I have got a piece of luggage to be examined. We'll have a lot to do tomorrow. We won't have you go. I'll have all my old acquaintances come to my birthday party. I would have you know that I've lost heart in the work. He had something strange happen to him yesterday. You must have a new coat made. Poor John had his house burned down last night. He has a large sum of money kept in the bank. We fished all day, but we didn't catch a thing. Tim fell off his bike, but he was unhurt. Frank worked hard and became an architect. They made him chairman, but they didn't increase his salary. Her birthday is next Monday, so I must buy her a present. He finished lunch and went shopping. He washed the car and then polished it. You can wait here and I'll get the car. Jim speaks Spanish, but his wife speaks French. She sold her house, yet she can't help regretting it. They couldn't speak Japanese, nor could they write it. You don't know his address, neither do I. I tried many methods, still I failed to get the expected result. There was no news. Nevertheless, she went on hoping. Either he is to blame, or I am. You must get up right now, otherwise you will miss the sunrise. It must be snowing, for it is so bright outside. He was very tired, therefore he fell sound asleep soon. He couldn't find his pen, so he wrote in pencil. We rarely stay in hotels, for we can't afford it. I took off my coat, searched all my pockets, but couldn't find my key. I don't like that new dictionary. Besides, it's too expensive. He is a scientist, but he is a poet as well. Weed the garden, and I'll pay you $5. Study even harder, or you will fail in the examination. What he wants to tell us is not clear. Who will chair the meeting is still unknown. Where the English evening will be held has not been announced. Why he was absent from school last month is unknown to us. It is a pity that he didn't come to our meeting yesterday. It doesn't matter whether he will leave or stay with us. It looks as if a storm is coming up. This is because he has been ill these days. Things are not always as they seem to be. He told me that the match had been canceled. Everybody knows that money doesn't grow on trees. The dealer told me how much he was prepared to pay for my car. Could you tell me where the booking office is? We must find out who did all these. I don't know whether these figures are accurate. Please advise me which book I should read first. Whether that is a good solution depends on how you look at it. He was not conscious of what an important discovery he had made. I'll make up what I have missed. This reminded me of what he had once told us. We all thought it a pity that the conference should have been canceled. Have you any idea where I can find Mr. Black? The fact that his proposal makes sense should be recognized. The thought came to her that his mother had probably fallen ill. There is no doubt that we'll win the football match. The boy who is rowing the boat is Tom's brother. I know some of the girls who won the World Volleyball Championship for China. This is the college which was founded by an overseas Chinese. I guess the fire that destroyed several buildings was caused by lightning. We have a friend whose brother is now studying in Germany. He has a sister whose husband works abroad. I know a boy whose father is a newspaper editor. We visited a town whose inhabitants are all immigrants. Is this the watch which you bought at the department store the other day? I have never read the book which you are translating. The American whom we saw at the railway station spoke fluent Chinese. In that box, I found something that looked like an old map. The star that appeared first was the evening star. The professor was one of the first Frenchmen that had visited this city. He is one of the greatest poets that have ever lived. This is the factory at which most workers are from the countryside. Please lead me to the room in which the ancient paintings are kept. His house, which stands in the valley, was built 2 years ago. Mr. Smith, who graduated from Boston University, teaches us English history. His new motorcycle, which is a type I have never seen before, cost him 10,000 yuan. I visited Singapore, where 70% of the population are Chinese. This is the town where my father was born. Tell me the reason why you did not come to school yesterday. March 1st is the day when my sister is to be married. I can't see the reason why you spend so much on clothes. When I have time, I shall do that. You had better write it while you are here. After he left school, he joined the army. It has been raining ever since I came here. I had no idea of it until you told me. Whenever he looked at her, she blushed. Every time I come here, he is away. You may go where you like. Everything is left as it was when he died. He worked as if he were never tired. This room is just as large as that one. It's much more difficult than you say it is. Canada is a little bigger than the United States. I didn't call because I didn't want to see her. Now that I am here, I had better stay. Since we have no money, we can't buy it. I put it here so that he can see it when he comes. He raised his hat in order that the bus might stop. He spoke in such a low voice that I could not hear him. He was so surprised that she couldn't say a word. If you see John, tell him I want him. Suppose it rains, what shall you do? Even if it's true, it doesn't make any difference. He went on working, though he was not feeling well. No matter how hard you may try, you won't get it.